The reality is Ugo had a great rookie year and is, I think, a critical part of us moving forward because his athleticism can meet the moment in the big games. So he's got a bright future.
Love it. A little Czarface instrumental here. That would be the music of 7L.
Oh, I thought maybe Ugo loved the song.
I don't get it. I don't get the Ugo love, and I don't get why you don't pronounce the H in his name. It is Rich Ken, and of course, in studio, first-tier Terp, Justin Turpin, on a day where, I don't know, if you're a Celtics fan, I don't know if you're pissed, or I don't know. Right now, it's chaos, and I love that word. It's my favorite word because I embrace chaos, and I know right now, if you are Brad Stevens, you're sitting here and you're looking at a Jaylen Brown who really, more publicly than any other time, was offered up for a trade. There, the Kevin Durant one was probably the closest to this. But right. I mean, you, as I said, every time you look up on ESPN and you look up at any of the channels, they're mentioning this trade. And it almost is more about the Celtics than it is about the Miami Heat now.
Yeah, totally is. And Greeny kept saying that on Get Up. The most fascinating thing is not the trade. It's Jaylen Brown. What happens next? Do you feel bad for him at all? Like, I do. There's a smidge of, okay, the guy's had his name in trade rumors multiple times. He has been a pretty good guy here. I mean, he's a good player, obviously. And he's given a lot to the city. He's, you know, so I don't want to take that away from him. What the Twitch stuff, I do think, is a part of this. Terp said maybe not that big a part. I think he is kind of blowing his way out of town a little bit here in the last couple months. But that said, I can understand how you feel like Jaylen's a bit of a victim. And to that point, the Celtics did try to keep this quiet, right? That's a fact. For a while, they tried to not have it get out.
But somebody screwed up massively.
You can't
everybody started reporting on this a week ago.
When you're talking about a player of the caliber of Giannis, it's not going to stay under wraps. This is a move that the rest of the NBA was waiting on. They were halting their moves to wait and see what comes out of this saga. So there's no way you're going to keep that under the wraps. Like, this is the whole league's trying to figure this out. The whole league's waiting for this domino to fall. There's just no way that you can work in silence behind closed doors the way they like to when you're talking about a player like Giannis. It's just not realistic.
And to be honest, it was probably most likely the Bucks that leaked that out because they wanted to jack up the price for Miami. We're about to get Jaylen Brown plus a bunch of other stuff. You better give me a little more than Tyler Hero.
Simmons got hold of it, and I think that's what really made it real, right? That's when people started to believe. So somehow he got it, whether it was a Celtic source or elsewhere, and they whiffed. I'm just shocked they would not add those players. Baylor Shireman and Ugo, like, their fascination with their depth and like the bench pieces is amazing.
I don't get it. Like, what do they see in Ugo Gonzalez? Like, what is their ceiling? Like, what do they believe he can become?
Not quite Jordan.
They really believe he can be like a true rotational piece for years to come. Like, he's a very young player, very raw player, and he came up last year and was just ready immediately. And I think that's credit to where he came from with Real Madrid, like playing with all those professional athletes, guys that had NBA experience.
Yeah.
He just came up in that kind of atmosphere where he was ready to come and make an impact right away. And you saw that in Game 7. Like, he was largely out of the rotation for the entire playoffs. He comes in Game 7, really helped them stay alive in that game. And there's reason to believe that he can be like an all-defensive type of player one day and be a true impact player. Like, he could be he can get like a lot of money one day with the Celtics.
I believe after reading that New York Times article that even if they would have put in Ugo Gonzalez, the deal wouldn't have happened.
Oh,
because they were scared that Jaylen was going to show up and be like, I don't want to be here.
I don't believe that. I think that spin, I think that Celtics source spin, I don't believe Jaylen would get his own team anywhere and turn that down now.
It's Milwaukee, man. It's Milwaukee. Nobody wants to play in Milwaukee.
Why not? Giannis won a title there. People like basketball there.
But I mean, that was
beautiful
such
summer,
a... It was
Summerfest concert?
Sure, it's wonderful. Thank God the basketball season's during the summer. But I mean, that's the thing, is that I don't think that, you know, he looked at that. And also, it might have been a way just to kind of mother F the Celtics a little bit. You know, hey, you keep trying to trade me. Mm-hmm. I have a say in this.
That's true. I like that theory.
So I think I got a little bit of a say in this. And if you're going to trade me, I want to do it my way. And it ain't at Milwaukee. So if you want to make all of a sudden, you know, the Celtics super team and get the world excited, yay, now we can win because we got Giannis and we don't have Jaylen, yeah, you can go F yourself.
The next time we hear from Jaylen will probably be a Twitch stream when he has to address the, because he's not going to meet with the media at all, like in a press conference setting, probably
maybe
until,
maybe,
possibly, yeah, like real
he's
chance.
He's going to be Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kelvin. I'm sorry, real quick. Let's go to Kelvin real quick on line two. Kelvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good afternoon.
Thanks, man.
I think Brown, he don't want to be here no more after all this mess. He already talked about China. If they give him 400, he's boom, he's out. You guys can get Durant and somebody.
Kevin Durant.
Chances. Durant can make it.
Ooh, I don't want I don't want Kevin Durant. No,
no, that is interesting.
I would tell that I like you throwing that out there. I don't want Kevin Durant.
He turns 38 in September.
Okay, but if you're gonna take have highest bidder now, Houston is a legitimate possibility, and I would consider as your best return now Şengün and Durant. Maybe that is something you think, and maybe a pick.
I would want Amen Thompson if you can get him,
or Thompson
if he's available. I doubt he would be. But if he is, then
and just have him throw Durant in. Like, do they really? I mean, Houston's going for it. I know they, it took a lot to get him there. But would they give up on Durant?
I mean, maybe Jaylen after Brown? All the headaches he caused last year, making fake burner accounts, calling out his teammates. Like, maybe that guy's more expandable. But I just don't.
So
see
if you got Thompson and Durant, or Şengün and Durant,
that's a haul. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like,
would you think about that?
Oh, if you got Şengün and Durant, yes. If,
and Thompson, that's a haul.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Well, not all three. You're probably not going to get all three.
Yeah, but you're definitely not going to get all three.
No. Yeah, for all that, yeah. I would do that.
I don't know if I'd move him for Durant. Like, Durant's going to be 38.
But at least it's a win-now move. Now, financially,
this roster's also still a couple pieces away. Like, it's not just, like, Giannis wasn't just the one, like, that's the problem solver right there.
They're going to have to figure some things out.
Like, we've talked about it throughout this whole saga. Like, if they were to land Giannis, then you have to go get a stretch five. Like, Giannis is at his best when he has a big man that can shoot on the perimeter. Like, you saw that with Brook Lopez. That wasn't going to work with Cade.
Yeah.
No matter how they feel about Cade, you could not have Giannis and Cade on the floor together. The spacing would have just been way off. The paint would have been too congested. Mm-hmm. So there were other moves to follow, and there still are.
What about Rich's favorite guy, who we had a bet on yesterday, how long it would take him to mention him?
Who's that?
Oh, we already mentioned LeBron. Yeah, I mentioned LeBron first before you did.
So. And that would be fun. Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah, because you could use the $15 million exception. You can get him here. Absolutely. And he would do it too. All right, so Terp, I want, because I heard that Brian Windhorst clip where he said that it's going to be a bidding war for Jaylen Brown. And I just want to know, what teams are we talking about, and what would they be willing to offer up? What do you got?
I would think the Pelicans would be one that you look at right away. Like, there's real interest in Trey Murphy, and there are young players there that they can trade for. And Trey Murphy, obviously not as established, not as, you know, good as Jaylen Brown, but is a very good player, somebody the league views very highly, puts up borderline all-star numbers. Like, this guy is really good, and he could be one of the names that you'd watch. But, like, really across the league, when you go from talking about Giannis, right, who, again, top five at worst player in the league, you're not really going to get much higher. And where around the league can you go trade Jaylen and actually look at your team and think it's better?
Okay, I want you to tell me like you did there, and I'm going to tell you whether or not it's not worth just trying to smooth things out with Jaylen.
Okay, so
and that deal right there is not worth not smooth. I would rather keep Jaylen. I would rather put in the work to smooth things over with Jaylen.
What about Zion and Trey Murphy? Could you get both of them?
I don't think they'd move Zion.
They wouldn't do it.
No.
And I don't think I'd want Zion.
Really?
No, I don't think I would. He's never on the floor.
I want him. He's got major issues.
Keep that guy out of the North End, too.
Yeah. Oh, God. I know. Man, you know what? He's Greg Oden 2.0.
Okay.
I've got a weird feeling.
This one would have to happen, like, within the next couple hours here. But what if there was a trade surrounding the Clippers and the fifth pick and, like, maybe a Darius Garland and Kawhi Leonard? There'd be more moving parts into there. But
I would take that. The fifth pick, Kawhi, and Darius Garland?
Not all of them. Like, one of the two, something there. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of going
So let's just say, let's go the fifth pick and Darius Garland.
Yes, for Jaylen.
Yes, I think that's probably as good as you're going to get right now.
That's pretty good.
Now, you still need a big man. I mean, that you have definite big man issues still, because that's part of the reason you wanted Giannis, right? You wanted to change your style, you wanted rim protection, and somebody who can finish in the paint. But that's a lot. I mean, because you tell me this draft's pretty good. I mean, somebody called Jones and Keefe and said, just even for Boozer, if you could get the third pick somehow, you know.
The draft is very top heavy, like, and that's kind of going to be the reality for, like, drafts moving forward. It's like with the NIL now, like, a lot of players that are outside the lottery now that could have a chance to get in there next year are going to go back to school. Like, you have more opportunity to make money there. You can further establish yourself and really increase your draft stock. So I think the NIL era obviously hurts the draft as a whole, but if you're moving that far up when it's been reported the Celtics are interested in moving up, though if they are to move up, I would expect it to be like, how high up does Hauser and 27 get you? It's not going to get you in the lottery, but if it gets you like kind of right on the fringe there, like a Detroit or Orlando team that can use shooting, maybe you look at it that way. But The fifth pick is obviously interesting. But all this depends on, like, what the Celtics – what is the communication been with Jaylen Brown? And do the Celtics feel like they can no longer win with this duo? I think that's what it comes down to. Because if they still feel they can win with this duo, they have avenues to improve the team around these two. And looking around the league, it's like – there's nothing that really excites me is like, okay, let's move Jaylen for this player or this right. group of players. At least that's available now. There's always players that aren't necessarily available that become available. And it's like, okay, wow, I can see why they got behind this. But for now, with the teams and the players that you know are available, there's nothing that really should behoove the Celtics to move them.
A couple of weeks ago, Paul Pierce was mentioning on his podcast Sabonis. And I don't know how you would get him. I don't even know whether or not he's somebody who's available. I just heard him say it, and it made my ears perk up.
He's been on like every trade rumor for years. And that's a good one. That is a good player. That's a player that could fit into the system right away. Obviously fills a giant need and can be your stretch five that can be a rebounding presence for you. Like, that's one that they would look at for sure. And I think he would play great with Jason Tatum. Them two would mix awesome.
What about the Pistons? Jalen Duren, who had a bad playoff run. Or Isaiah Stewart, I've heard his name out there.
Isaiah Stewart's not one that I would include in like a Jaylen Brown trade, and I don't think they let Duren go. Like, they're going to give him a lot of money. That's a really good player. I know he was terrible in the postseason, but like, that's a player that is key to their success. I don't see them letting him go.
Okay. All right, so there was a report that came out yesterday, or the day before yesterday, that was, it didn't involve Jaylen Brown, but it did involve making the team potentially better. And that is, did you read the story about how there is a Derek White for Rudy Gobert potential trade rumor?
That one doesn't make a ton of sense to me either. And I think Derek White is definitely expandable this year.
Yeah.
Like, obviously getting up there in the age, didn't have a great year last year offensively. Defensively, it was great. Obviously, first team all defense. And there is some value in that. But I'm not sure Rudy Gobert is what this team's looking for. We keep harping on stretch five, stretch five, stretch five.
Yeah.
No, let's bring in Rudy Gobert, who him and Kata, very, very, very similar in their games. They play like almost identical. So obviously Gobert is a better player, but I don't think I'd be interested in that one.
All right, 617-779-7937. Does it look like this is the end for Jaylen Brown? Have the Celtics basically shot themselves in the foot by not making this Giannis trade happen? It sure does sound like Jaylen Brown not very happy, according to his Twitch stream. But who knows? I mean, as I said, he is used to being mentioned in trades. This one seems to be the most public. Have we passed the point of no return? And how many times today have you heard, can you put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste holder, whatever it's called, in the tube?
Which is what Terp wants to do. Tier one Terp is trying.
Which is like, I heard that a million times.
Unless there's something out there worthwhile, I'm trying to put the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls next.